Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and I'd like to do a commentary on day 54. The Bible verses are Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16. And they read, "Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Ephesians 5, 15, and 16. And the topic is about living in the day. It's called a perfect day for living. That verse, those verses in Ephesians, reminds me how important it is for me to be careful. I do know that I think about that verse that we talk about a lot too, in that Peter, where it says that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. And so even if we don't feel we're in danger, we are always in danger, because we're always we're looked at. And the more we actually work for the Lord, the stronger we get in our abstinence, the more of a threat we are actually to evil. And we will feel that pressure sometimes more so as we get stronger. But God knows how much we can handle. And he's very clear about it. He will not let us be tempted beyond what we can bear. And when we are tempted, he'll always provide a way out. But it still does not mean that it's not going to seem like we're going to fall sometimes, or whether it's going to ever stop what we're feeling, that pressure. But you know, the Bible even says in another place, we can be hard pressed on every side, but we're not crushed. So God says, be careful so that you're not having any unnecessary suffering, because we will suffer, but we can, if we're careful, we can not get into places that we didn't have to be into. And it talks about being wise. It says, not as unwise, but as wise. And what God is wanting to teach us, he wants to teach us how to be wise. But if we don't show up for our lessons, if we don't make it a priority, we miss out. And I can remember missing out a long time before. I have shared many times about being in a church, hearing things in church. I wasn't encouraged to be in God's Word, but eventually I was encouraged in other places to seek God in His Word. And what I have found in the Word of God is that it is exactly what it says in 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17. It says, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God is thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's a wonderful promise that God has for us. You know that we are going to be equipped when we stay in the Word of God. And then, of course, the end of that verse, it says that the days are evil. The days are evil, and they are evil. There are many wolves that are lurking around in sheep's clothing. You know, we are in the book of Jeremiah. And in Jeremiah, at one point, they spoke about these false prophets that they would have. And we have false prophets as well. So in the reading, though, it speaks about a perfect day of living. And one of the first things it says is that one of the strategies of Satan is distraction. And it was funny, I was speaking to my little grandson. Well, he's not little, he's 15. And I was telling him about how I'm so grateful for the internet because it's like having a portable library. And I've always loved libraries, even when I was a kid. When I first learned how to read and I went to my very first library, I was so excited to have so many books available. And, you know, all you had to do is check them out. And so the same thing is true, you know, about the internet for me. It's so many sources of information and so many places of learning. But interwoven into those freebie things are advertisements and enticements and anything you want, you can get it on that internet. And you have to watch it. And I realized that that is part of the devil's distractions. He gets me off of what I should be doing and gets me running very hard behind something that I shouldn't do. And so the devil wants me to postpone what is good for me. He's also a masquerader. He masquerades as something good, when in truth, he is something very bad. And also what he can do is that he lies. He's a master liar. And so he can make what is right and helpful, he can tell us that it's harmful and it's boring. We don't want to do it. It's not helpful. And I used to listen to that demon. And I wasted a lot of times, especially when it came to food. I was a dieting queen. I knew how to diet. I knew how to go to the library, which I knew, and find a good book on dieting. You know, just let me find it. And then I would make a plan and I would follow that little plan on dieting. And I've often said it was like, if you remember the old TV program called Superman, and Superman had another persona. He was Clark Kent. He was mild-mannered Clark Kent. And whenever some kind of crisis came up, he would go from being Clark Kent to Superman. And he would go into a phone booth, which people who don't know, many people today want to know what in the world is a phone booth, but that was before, you know, we had our portable phones, you know, our iPhones and everything else. And he would go into a phone booth and he would switch into Superman. He would come out as Superman. Well, that was how I did my dieting. I would isolate. I would go and people wouldn't see me. I would not even go outside because if I was outside, I would be tempted to break my diet. But as long as I stayed inside, I could stay on that diet more. And I would stay on that little diet until I lost a dramatic amount of weight. Then I would come out and I would get my payback. I would get what I dieted for. And that was the accolades of men and women, you know, like, oh, you look wonderful. What did you do? Oh my goodness, tell me what you did. Oh, I would eat it, I would love it. You know, love it, love it, love it. And so, yeah, I knew how to diet. I really did know how to diet. But after a while, my dieting, the ability to diet got shorter and shorter. I couldn't diet as long as I used to diet. That got out. And then the other thing is that when I was not on a diet, the amount of food I would eat would increase. I would get into binging, and my weight, the amount of weight that I could put on, oh, it was devastating what I would do. And so that became my life. It was like a yo-yo. Go on a diet, you know, lose some weight. Have people talk about how great you are. And that was how it was. But eventually, I found a way that I could stay on my quote-unquote diet. And that was having support or having a group. I used to first pay for that support. I would go to places like Weight Watchers. But eventually, I found Overeaters Anonymous, and I had a free place that I could go, and then eventually I found Gray Sheet. But the last time in 1987, I went 4 years of squeaky clean, wonderful abstinence, and I almost lost it. By God's grace, I did not lose it, but I almost did. And the reason was, is that life got very, very hard not to run to my drug of choice. And the hardness was not that I was failing. The hardness was that I was succeeding. I could not even deal with success. And I could not deal with people being nice or looking to me to answer their life's problem. I liked it for a while, but I did not like it when it became habitual. You know, everybody thought I had the answer. And what would happen is that I would go into the food and I would try to hide it. And that made me feel horrible too, because I was living two lives. I was living hypocrisy. Telling them, giving them all the advice that they wanted to hear, and in the meantime, being out of control with my food. I am so very grateful for Christ-centered food recovery, because Christ-centered food recovery opened my eyes to the real problem. It was a problem of not wholly coming to the Lord, W-H-O-L-L-Y. Like I said, I had heard about Jesus, but not enough that I was willing to completely give my all to Him. And that's what is required to have that life where I'm not jumping addictions, where I go from one struggle to the next struggle. Because when my life is wholly given unto the Lord, I know that He can do all things. I know that there is nothing impossible with God. And even though I might have little periods of amnesia, as I call it, where I can't remember, and I get into worry and anxiety, God stops me, and He wakes me up, and He gets me into His Word, or He causes His Word to rise up in me. And this is another reminder I want to say. I say it at the beginning of the meetings, but I'll say it now. Please hear my heart about that Bible memory. If you find yourself, you know, walking around the rim of the toilet, as I call it, where you're not in the food, but you're very close to it, then what I'm saying is that look at that Bible memory, because it even says so in the Word, Psalm 119:11. I have hidden your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. You know that to overeat would be sinful for us to do. And if we're not hiding His word in our heart, if we're not working to keep that word in his heart, then we're setting ourselves up. We're setting ourselves up to become the devil's bait. You know, we don't want to do that. Because we know the Lord, and people know that we know the Lord. But if we act as if we don't, it confuses people and it dismays them. And some may never come to the Lord because our witness will be hampered when we keep struggling with these besetting sins. We do not have to struggle. We don't have to play what I call whack-a-mole either, where we jump from one and go to the other. We don't have to do that. But we do need to move in to the Lord in a very, very strong way. Not just one day and one and done, but every day. But let me pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, of all that you teach me in your word. And one of the biggest things is that you have given me joy through my salvation. And so when I feel heavy, I want to remind myself of the joy that is mine, regardless of the circumstances in my life. I want to keep that peace in my heart that lets me remember that Jesus is my peace. And Father, I want to be filled with your perfect love so that I do not go into any kind of fear or anxiety. You are a wonderful God for loving me and saving me and giving me eternal life. And it's in the name of Jesus that I pray. Amen.